Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive, live from the Fairview Park Tavern on Lorraine Road. Having a great time tonight, of course. We have plenty to get to, including the Who's Hot and Who's Not segment coming up. We've got some reaction on some of the stuff that's coming around the NFL, but we take you right up till 7. Big Weeds Jake Volnick takes you right up to the game. And then, of course, Brown Steelers right here on 92.3 The Fan. But real quick here, before we get to the latest on what this game could mean for Kevin Stefanski there, JP, it's time for the game plan. Courtesy of RomeosPizza.com, set up your game plan now at RomeosPizza.com. Romeos is your official game day pizza. How do you see this one rolling out? What's important for the Browns here to get the dub?
All right, the game plan's pretty simple. There's a line that Logan Roy has in Secession where he's talking about it being a fight with a knife in the mud. Okay,
that's a fight with a knife in the mud.
That was awesome. That was better than I ever could have expected. I want to close my eyes, and I want to have you. I want to write dialogue for the show and just have you play the parts.
It's still Sean Connery. It's not a good
I've made peace with it. I've made peace with it. We accept it. It's closer to Sean Connery than it is Roy, but it's still good enough for me.
Welcome to the Rock.
All right, that's all I got. Go ahead. Finish the game plan.
That's what it has to be, though. It's got to turn into that fight in the mud. That's what this has to be. And then you look up, and it's 60 minutes later, and you're able to win. Because the Steelers are going to let you hang around. The idea that the Steelers are just going to just beat the doors off the Browns, I understand why people would think that, but these games have been so tight, and the Steelers have not been blowing people out. It's not how they do it this year. And with the weather conditions and everything, I would be surprised if it ends up being like a 35-7 type game. It's just not in the cards tonight.
Here's the thing. The Browns have not been that good at knife fighting this year.
They've been
miserable. That's the only concern.
If there's a pro sport for knife fighting, they're not at the top.
Yeah, they've been relegated. Now I'm thinking it's like now you have plastic sporks.
Well, I'm thinking of like the monkey fights that they have.
Oh yeah,
that's what I'm thinking of. Like their guy's not even trying, just in the corner. Like I guess I'll hang out.
How did the Browns win this game?
Sporks was a great line, by the way.
The game plan brought to you by Romeo's Pizza. Set up your game plan now at RomeosPizza.com. Romeo's is your official game day pizza.
But Nick, they in the Saints game, they got punched in the face by Taysom Hill, and they didn't. They at least hung through until the fourth quarter when they just said, "Okay, we can't do this anymore." But they were fighting. Like there, it was there. It was,
so you're giving them credit if they knife fight for three quarters.
No.
Tonight
has to be the night where they say, okay, the Taysom Hill thing can happen and we can bounce back. And instead of just folding and being done with it, they actually come out there in the fourth quarter and, finish a game, which we have not seen them do.
I will say how this looks matters and how this looks matters.
Oh, yeah, it does.
And especially coming off the Saints game. And I had said going into that, like, this is the game, this feels like a fireable game, meaning you had so many things going on for you going into the Saints game. I didn't literally mean that they were going to fire Kevin Stefanski if they lost that game. This game, you might be able to say that. And I want to be very clear. I don't expect it tomorrow.
Right.
But how it looks matters tonight. And if this is the first blowout win by the Steelers in a long time, I think that's going to add a significant more stone on top versus if it's a close game and they kind of just lose in the end.
Well, people wonder why the Haslams always fire these guys after Steelers games. I mean, you got to just trace it back to the Haslam history. He used to own part of the Steelers, Nick. Like he wants this game more than he wants anything. He puts more weight. We talked earlier about how many wins you can put in a game. I genuinely do believe Haslam thinks this thing is worth 3 wins tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think I said 6 wins, right?
It's an AFC game. That's your own counting. That is your own counting. That's not my counting.
It's an AFC North game, and it's a rivalry game. That's 6 wins.
But Haslam
2 wins
legitimately
per.
Used to own part of the Steelers. Like, he cares about this. He cares about this game more than I believe any other AFC North game or any game on the schedule.
And by the way, he should. they're still the best. Like, that's what this year's proving. This, they're still the light that you're chasing to try and catch. And I know the Ravens are there too, but like, this is a kind of year you want to be able to, you want to get to the point where you can have six lost years without any semblance of quarterback play, never have a losing season, and stumble into Russ Wilson and Justin Fields on the cheap sheet. So while we're talking about this, we do want to throw this out there, 216-474-0092. Is Kevin Stefanski coaching for his job tonight? Now, that can mean one of two things. That can mean if you get embarrassed tonight, he's fired tomorrow, or you can make the decision based off this game, and it's a delayed reaction coming up at the end of the season. But Adam Schefter was on ESPN and gave his update on where things stand right now with Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns.
Quick note as we look forward to tonight on this game from the other side. I know you had in the meeting this morning, we were talking about from the Cleveland coaching side.
Well, there's a lot of people making noise about Kevin Stefanski being on the hot seat, and I don't quite understand it, considering that he signed an extension in June. He's a two-time coach of the year, and my understanding is they're not doing anything right now, despite all the noise about the Browns potentially making a coaching change. Right. Not happening.
All right, so there's a few things.
He hits your buzzword.
He's head coach of the year, thank God. Nobody's mentioned Kevin Stefanski's won two-time coach of the year. The extension thing, like, why do reporters and professional jock sniffers like Adam care about that?
Makes no sense to me. The Haslam spent more money on their little facility, that the sports complex they gave, than they did anywhere close to what they gave Stefanski this offseason. Like, they can donate more than what both extensions were. Like, it's a drop in the bucket to them. The extensions do not matter.
Even cheap owners. By the way, they extended them because they had to, because their contracts were going to run out.
Yeah.
Like, they were lame duck. Yeah, you have to extend them. The other part of that is, and I really think people need to be paying attention to the vernacular used. The vernacular used was right now.
Well, and that's because, so again, I do believe Mary Kay has a direct line, like she's very well sourced to the Browns and the people that would matter in this scenario. Adam Schefter, I don't know his sources or anything like that, but I would imagine it goes pretty high to the top as well. Like, they know, like, when you're dealing with Jimmy Haslam, there is no absolutes. The man is he can turn any minute now, and that's why the people that are so confident based off of some of this reporting that Stefanski's job is safe, we've seen it before. Haslam doesn't operate that way.
I don't know that there are too many more games on the schedule from here that matter more to the impact. If it really is, if there's even a 15% chance that by the end of the season, Jimmy goes, candidly, I do not lock this, and then tries to opt out.
I liked your Roy impression.
It was better. It was just a Sean Connery one. Maybe I should do the Sean Connery for Jimmy Haslam. But
candidly.
And just say, no. Just say y'all. Throw that in there. Just as
candidly, y'all.
No. I started sounding like Bane. Bale. But I do think, like, I think so many fans don't want to have the Kevin conversation because they like Kevin, because he's a good-looking dude, because he's affable, and here's another thing, because he gets love from outside of Cleveland. Anytime somebody talks about the Browns, oh, two-time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski, that I think everybody listening who's a Stefanski homer, I'm Stefanski neutral. I have a lot of criticisms. Where they're failing this year, I think, is more on him than people realize, but I'm Stefanski neutral. I'm not firing him yet, but I think a good deal of fans are going to hear, well, Kevin Stefanski's not going anywhere when you hear. I think they're blotting out the right now. I think the same thing when Mary Kay says, you know, hey, right now things are good. Jimmy's going to be patient. We'll actually get to that sound later in the show. I think that's all anybody's hearing. Nobody's hearing right now. Everyone's hearing.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
During Stefanski and Barry are safe.
Yeah, I mean, I have no reason to think why right now Jimmy Haslam believes any differently, but I also know that playing the Steelers twice in three games might change that perception for him. Well, again, these games against the Steelers matter to him. We know they do. It's always fired everyone after the Steelers game. Like they matter a ton to him.
So let me ask you about this. Is it Hugh Jackson bad right now? Because that's the last in-season firing. Freddie got to the end of the season, right? Which probably should have been fired halfway through the season. But like,
it's remarkable that Freddie made it all the way through when thinking about it.
It really is.
He had no business making it all the way through.
Probably should get a Nobel Prize from somehow lasting one full season. But do you think it's that bad? Like, how bad it was with Hugh, where at that moment we're like...
No, because Hugh kept shooting himself in the foot, right? He went on Hard Knocks and he shaked Baker Mayfield's hand for being the backup quarterback. And then he go to the press conferences and he was just so stubborn about him being right all the time. And he was so, I know what I'm doing and you don't know what you're doing. I think that the saving grace for Stefanski is that if you let him ride it out, and then you're able to put in a new spot, he's still going to do your bidding. He's going to be a good soldier. Like, at the end of the day, Stefanski is he's a perfect employee, you know? And even if you are going to go ahead and fire that employee, you're going to go ahead and tell that employee that they are no longer a part of your team, he's still going to do the right thing. Like, anytime I've left a job, Nick, and I've oddly enough in radio, I've never been fired outside of the time I was fired three times. But then the guy told me that if he wasn't actually fired, he wanted to hire me back on Monday. Neither here nor there. Different story for different time. I've always left in, not only good spirits, but like I'll train the next person. I'll tell them what to do. I'll tell them what they need to get done, all these type of things. That's Stefanski in a nutshell. Like, Stefanski is the right person to go ahead and finish out the season. Like, I don't think it's warranted to be fired because he hasn't brought it on himself.
Here's the thing. With Hugh, the expectation was firing him would lead to wins. It did. There's no need, if you lose this game, there's no need to fire Kevin right now. Because no matter what you do, you're going to lose more
and
games.
And Hugh also had the Baker element attached to it, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's much different. Because Baker was his rookie year. That was the very first start of Baker. And Baker looked awesome in week three. And then when he came in that Thursday night football game, oddly enough, against the Jets, he was awesome and you knew you had something special.
Now, what would make it wild is if he got blown out. And that, again, that to me is the multiplier. That's where it gets really interesting. 216-474-0092. Want to hear from you guys. We got Robert in Parma. We're going to talk with him in a minute. But right now, the question is Kevin Stefanski coaching for his job tonight? And there was something Mary Kay said today with the Morning Boys that made me wonder if the Browns are selling a fight, if it's the old razzle-dazzle. That's next on 92.3 The Fan.